So joining me today is Amy Brett, who is doing a huge charity walk for the Dylan Strong Foundation, and also Louise, the founder of the Dylan Strong Foundation. Thank you very much for both of you coming in today. We'll start with you, Amy. When I interviewed you last year, you were completing a 100-mile walk for OCD charity. You're doing another walk this week up and down Box Hill 95 times, roughly the height of Everest. Where did this affinity for walking come from? When did you realise this is something that you like to do?
Well, my dad got into climbing mountains and things about 5 years ago. And then this year last year I climbed Kilimanjaro with him.
Wow.
And then after that, there was a lot of talk about us potentially doing Everest, but I was like not down to the idea of that.
I don't blame you one bit.
Yeah, I'm just... No. So I was then just thinking, why don't I just climb the height of Everest in a safer place instead of actually at Everest? So, yeah.
And so that's where the idea of this challenge came from. Was it you, I'm assuming, that came up with the idea to do Box Hill?
Yeah, because it's only about 15 minutes away from our house. So it's very like easy to support the challenge and like everyone to get there from where we live. So...
Yeah, great. So tell me the details of it. How far is the walk each time you go up Box Hill, and how long will this entire thing take, do you think?
So one lap up is 90 metres, maybe like 91 metres. So it's going to be roughly about 98 times up and down, but it could be anywhere between 90 and 100. It's just dependent on what my watch says on the day. And it will take about 10 minutes to get up and then like 7 to get down, but obviously I will get slower, so we're thinking it's going to be, I'm starting on Friday at 7:30 in the evening, and then we probably will finish at about 2 p.m. on the Sunday. So not 48 hours, maybe like 41-42 hours. So yeah,
and in the middle of January, so it'll replicate the temperatures of Everest as well.
And it's meant to be snowing next weekend.
Oh my word! There you go. Exactly what you're climbing Everest, Everest in Surrey. So, tell me about the Dylan Strong Foundation. What drew you to raise awareness for them?
So my younger brother went to school with Dylan's older brother, and when Dylan passed away, we just always supported the charity and supported Louise, like in all of her amazing things that she does with the charity. And then this year it just felt like I wanted to do a charity that I could be more involved with this year, because as much as how amazing the previous charities have been that I've done for the past 3 years, I just wanted to like see exactly where my money was going. And Louise said that I can do that by helping like deliver the food to the hospitals and things. So it's just going to be nice to be able to see exactly where the money I've raised goes.
And do you have any fundraising goals for that?
Well, at the minute, the goal was 2,000 and we reached that within like a week.
Oh my
God,
that's amazing.
The Just Giving page. So I've upped the goal to 4,000. We're now at just over 3,000. But I would absolutely love to be able to get as much as I did last year, which was just over £8,000. But honestly, even if it didn't go up from now, it's still an amazing like goal that we've reached. So, yeah.
That's amazing. And lastly, I want you to tell us a bit about how supportive your family has been on this journey. How has it been?
Yeah, so when I first told my mum, she was like, "You're crazy." She says that about every challenge that I've ever told her I'm doing. But she never tells me I can't do it. She's just like, "Are you sure?" That's crazy to do that. And she'll be with the support vehicle at the bottom the whole time. We're hoping to get my coach from the gym or some other family members to switch her out at some point so that she can go home and sleep, because obviously if the support team is too tired, then they're not going to be able to support me, who's going to be absolutely exhausted. And my dad, he's been so supportive. He obviously climbed Kilimanjaro with me, and then I told him I didn't want to climb Everest, but I wanted to do something similar to that, so kind of bringing Everest to our doorstep without having to pay the extortionate amount of money that Everest costs. And he's going to be walking both of the night shifts with me from the Friday evening to the Saturday morning. Then he'll go home and sleep and then come back on the Saturday evening and then finish the walk with me. unless he gets injured again like last year, and then we'll deal with that when it comes. But yeah, so they've been really, really supportive.
That's amazing. Louise, now I'd like to speak to you. So your charity, based in Tadworth, supporting children diagnosed with cancer and their families. So tell me the story of how the charity was set up and what kind of journey it's been on.
We started the charity we officially launched in June 2022, after we lost Dylan. So Dylan was a bright, full of life, full of energy, full of character little boy. He was 6 years old when he was diagnosed with a brain tumour. So as the world went into lockdown in March 2020, we were told that Dylan had a brain tumour. And I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist, and was just really surprised that firstly we weren't given a lot of advice on his nutrition and how to kind of support him. Mm-hmm. And then when we were in hospital, just the lack of good nutrition and the lack of food available to parents as well was really tricky. Once we had his diagnosis, we wanted something that we could control in a world where kind of, you know, when you're told that your child's got cancer, it's obviously just like your world has been completely overturned. So we wanted something that we could control and something we could do to support him. So we changed his diet. We looked at all of the things that we could do to really support him, getting back to school, getting back to football, because that's what he loved. Mm-hmm. And it made a huge difference to his everyday life. We unfortunately weren't able to save his life, but the quality of his life was just amazing. And I think everyone, even in the hospital, were just amazed at how brilliant he did. And then once he passed, we wanted to put all of that positivity into something, and so we started the Dylan Strong Foundation to be able to support other families and give them the hope that we had. So we started in June 2022, which was his first anniversary, and it's just grown from strength from then onwards, really.
And so what sort of thing does any fundraising go to in your charity?
Yep, so we have two main objectives that we have with our charity. One is to take healthier food choices into hospitals so that there's also food available 24/7, because sometimes children aren't hungry when they're going through different treatments, or they're not hungry at the time that the meals are served. So we wanted that accessibility to be there for children and parents when they're in hospital. So we take healthier food choices into hospitals, and we stock parents' rooms or children's wards, oncology wards, so there's always food there. And then we also send nutritious freezer meals home to parents and children when they're at home. So if they've been in hospital all day, or they're just exhausted, or the child is struggling to eat, we just send those freezer meals, and it just kind of lets parents know that we're there thinking of them. We know what it's been like, and the feedback we've had from that has just been absolutely amazing. Because I think two things that we found: one, when you go into hospital and if you have to rush in because they've got a temperature or for whatever reason and you don't think to pick up food, your child then says they're hungry and you can't get anything. There is nothing more stressful, because the child's then crying. It's just so awful. So if we can take some of that stress away, that's amazing. And then again at home, when you're trying so many different things to get nutritious food into your child, it can become expensive. It can just add that stress. So if we can again take that away, it's something that's just been amazing.
And just more on that, can you give us any stories that you've had either with the children or families?
Yeah, of course. So we have, obviously we can't name names, but we have one little girl in particular who her mum tried so many different things, and she was getting really, really kind of stressed trying to get her to eat. She couldn't get her to eat anything. And one of the meals that we provide is lasagna. So it's top quality products. The company we use, one of the companies we use, is called Byrubi, and they make everything in small batches. So it's really, really great quality products. And the little girl, she just wouldn't eat anything, and she was dropping weight, and mum was really, really worried. And she messaged to say that she absolutely loved the lasagna, and she was then, because of that, she was then starting to explore other things. And one of the other things that we do is in holidays, like school holidays, we send little baking kits. And again, just trying to encourage the children to bake and get involved in cooking, even if it's not necessarily eating, it just expands that creativity and helps them to just enjoy food without actually eating it, because sometimes that can just then encourage children to try different things. And this is what we found with this little girl. So it was amazing.
That's amazing. Just lastly, we've heard a little bit about it earlier from Amy, but how was her work brought to your attention?
And so, Amy's brother and my son went to school together, and Amy and her mum Jo got in touch because we did a Christmas campaign where we bought Christmas presents. We, all of the children that we support and families that we support, we bought Christmas presents, and Amy's mum and Amy came and helped us wrap them all. And you'd obviously already been thinking about the challenge, hadn't you? So Amy then got in contact and said, I'd really love to do this too, for the Dylan Strong Foundation, and it just went from there. And now she's doing it next week, and I think she's absolutely crazy. But it is an amazing thing to do. And I mean, she's 17 years old. I just think she's absolutely incredible for everything she's doing. So yeah, amazing.
Brilliant. Thanks both of you for coming in, and best of luck, Amy, on everything. That was Amy Brett and Louise Long from the Dylan Strong Foundation talking to Radio Jackie News.